Well, hello there. I'm Brendan Haley, the creator of It Listens from the Radio. Thank you so much for your continued support of our spooky little show. We truly hope you're scared. Boo. Independent projects such as this rely entirely on the generosity of, well, you all. No pressure. So, that being said, if you are able, please consider giving to the show a favorite cast member or crew member. Anything and everything helps us make more weird and wacky Halloween spooky content that you get to enjoy. All right. Enough of that. Enjoy the show, and thank you so much for listening.
Somebody's gonna hear us.
There's no one here, Javi. Haven't been for years. There it is. I knew watching reruns of MacGyver every night would pay off.
Are we really doing this, Charlie? Can't we go back and try to find, I don't know, an empty stall? We're gonna miss the drag show.
I've seen those queens 1,000 times. And I thought you hated that club.
I do. What kind of name is Peace and Quiet for a gay club? But I don't want to get arrested either.
Come on, babe. Where's your sense of adventure? It'll be fun.
Are you sure this is abandoned?
The station hasn't been in use since the start of the 70s. It was known for shooting all these old sitcoms in the 50s and 60s, but it was abandoned after all production moved to the city. No one has bothered to check in back since.
What about those rumors about that cult using it to broadcast out to their followers?
That's what they are. Rumors. What do you say we give it a try?
What?
Just grab my hand.
Okay.
It's really dark. Hold it. We don't want the spirits to steal you away.
Ow!
Nope, watch your step there.
How? I can't see anything.
Oh, wait. There's something here. It feels like a couch or a bed. Okay. Let me go try and find some lights.
No, stay here.
But we can't see anything.
But isn't that sexier? You know, just feeling what's in the dark?
If that's what you want.
Oh, careful.
Hey, just relax.
Hey, let's slow down.
Oh, it's okay, I promise. It'll be so good.
No, I'm, I don't. What if we just talked? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you upset.
No, that's fine. We can just talk.
I just like to take things slower.
No, you don't have to explain yourself. So you're on your last semester, right?
Yes. I'm graduating in May.
Any plans for afterwards?
I got a job lined up, so I'll do that right after. And maybe I'll, you know, move to a bigger apartment sometime soon.
Oh, that's awesome. Job is what?
Corporate paralegal.
Oh, wow.
What about it?
Oh, no. Sorry. It's just, I could never do that. Don't go straight from college to a corporate office job. And I'm gonna take off a few months.
And do what?
I don't know. Travel around, drive places, figure out what I really want to do.
You don't know that yet? You're also about to graduate.
Well, yeah, from something my parents forced me into. I don't want to be an accountant my whole life.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, babe, it's not wrong. It's just not for me. I want to see the world. You know, do what I feel like doing, not be bound by a job or a family.
Those are not bad things to want.
No, of course not. I I'm sorry. It feels weird to have this chat in the dark. I need to find some lights. Whoa!
You okay?
Yeah, I think I found a switch. Fuck, this is stuck.
Honey, there you are, you silly goose. Come on, dinner is ready.
What the fuck? I thought this was abandoned.
Uh-uh. Language, darling, you know how it itches me the wrong way. Now, what took you so long? I've been waiting for you to arrive for so long, the couch was starting to stick into my wazoo.
Whoa. Javi, what is happening? Where is that coming from? Why are you talking like that? Why are you dressed like that?
Oh my, you noticed. I got it from the Sears catalog last month. I thought the flowers would be too much, but then again, so am I. Now sit, your stew's getting cold and that pie is nearly done. Oh, it's gonna be real nifty, hun, I promise.
What is happening? Help! 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 Help!
We'll be right back with I Married My Husband, after a quick word from our commercial sponsors. Only on KBTW. Why go beyond local?
I thought I could do it all. Be the perfect mother, the perfect wife, the perfect cook. But no matter how hard I tried, there was always something getting dirty. That is until I found Angel's Purity, the one for all detergent that will cleanse even the nastiest of stains. Angel's Purity can get out the grimiest substances and will leave them looking like new. Angel's Purity will make all your clothes feel as if you just bought them.
I can't do this anymore. I think I want a divorce.
Nuh-uh. Angel's Purity will even battle the dirtiest of thoughts and intentions, from adultery to sodomy.
Honey, let's have another child.
Now I can finally do it all. Angel's Purity makes sure that everything stays as pristine and clean and tidy as I left it. Angel's Purity, because they need you clean. Now in a spray bottle.
And now, welcome back to I Married My Husband, only on KBTW.
Here you go, sugar cookie. A second slice of pie never hurt anyone, right? Well, except for Deborah next door, but I think it was the 7th and 8th that really did her in. What's the matter? Why so glum?
Oh, nothing, honey. I just, I think I had a bad dream last night or something.
Again? Oh, sweet pie, it's been a week since you had your little breakdown here. Do I need to give you a back rub again?
Oh, it's not necessary.
Oh, but I think it is. Here comes Mr. Thumb and his best friend, Captain Index! Oh, darn, I'm sorry, did I hurt you?
No, I can still hear it. The laughter. Are you sure the radio's not on?
Oh, fudge, the voices again, Peach? I've been telling you, you're too tired, you work too hard. But that's why I love you. So full of joy that there's laughter in your head.
Yeah, you're right.
Now finish your pie.
I think I'm too full. But it was delicious. Let me help you with the dishes.
What? Oh, honey, nonsense. Go to your chair and put your feet up. Daddy has it covered.
No, you did all this for me. Let me do this for you.
What you can do for me is just relax, put some music on, and I'll come for
you. Darling, please, I insist.
Heavens,
let me
Betsy,
help.
Charlie, just go and sit. I'll be right with you. Here you go, my sweet apple.
Thank you, honey.
Gee, I'm so very sorry about that. I just want you to be happy, my angel. That's my priority. That's why I'm here.
Aw, that's sweet of you. Come sit with me. The dishes can wait. So, how was school?
Excuse me?
Your day. Oh, I'm sorry. How was your day?
Oh, silly. You don't want to hear about that.
No, I do. Tell me all about it.
Well, I ironed your shirts when you left in the morning, your socks too, and I went shopping for dinner. Wanted to really make your favorite tonight.
Okay, yes, but what else? Did you see any friends? Watched any shows? Did any of your
hobbies?
Oh, darling, looking after you is my hobby.
Well, there must be something, right? You garden? Knitting? Aerobics? The neighborhood council?
I don't have time for any of that, you knucklehead. Not with you around to look after. You ain't the tidiest rabbit in the burrow.
Sure, but you must want other things. Fun? Culture? Friends? Excitement?
I don't need any of those things, Charlie. All I need to be happy is peace and quiet.
What? What did you just say?
All I need is peace and quiet.
Have we talked about that before?
Oh, silly. I can't even remember what I said. May very well have recited all of Shakespeare one day and forget about it the next.
No. Peace and quiet. That's a place. A club.
Club? What club? The only club I know is the Jesus Bake Sale, and they ain't gathering tonight.
No. This club that we were in, our friends were there. There were drag queens performing.
You need a queen!
Drag queens? Oh my, Charlie, I don't know what kind of nightmares you've been having, but we've never associated with people like them.
Them? You mean other queer folk?
Shh, you know I hate that word.
You're one of them.
I think it's time for bed, Charlie. I'll be right up. You can take the right bed tonight. I don't want to wake you up early.
Yes, of course.
How will Javi and Charlie resolve their troubles? Find out when we return to I Married My Husband after this quick break. Stay tuned to KBTW.
Hey there, where are you going, sugar?
Me? Oh, I'm heading to the supermarket to make dinner for my man.
And what are you making for him?
Oh, I read this new recipe on Food and Homes magazine that...
Oh, no. Do you want to drive him away with a new dish? Something he's never tried before?
Well, gee, of course not. I just thought he'd like something new.
No man likes new things. They like the tried and true. That's why premium American lunch meat exists.
Premium American lunch meat?
Yes, where no matter how you cook it, it will always taste the same.
Won't he get bored?
Boredom is just another word for content. Here, have a taste.
Oh, wow, it's familiar.
And that's everything a man could want.
How about some spices or seasoning?
Those are the kind of things that lead marriages astray, from adultery to sodomy. No, little lady, with the unmistakable, recognizable flavors of premium American lunch meat, there's no reason for anyone to go astray.
Thank you, sir. I will sign up for a lifetime supply of it.
The only model we support, premium American lunch meat, because variety is the death of tradition.
And now, the thrilling conclusion to this week's I Married My Husband, only on KBTW.
Oh, there you are, sweetheart. Sit. I made you breakfast.
Yes, thank you. What time did you wake up?
A little before 6. I had to make sure the coffee was brewing and all was ready for you. Here, there's some bacon for you.
Oh, thank you.
I also wanted to apologize, my love. I lost my temper last night. It's just... Gee, well, you know how I feel. Why do we need others? Why can't it just be you and me? That's all we really need, right?
Yes, I guess so.
Now eat fast or you'll be late for work.
What? Oh, right. Work, where I go every day.
Oh, don't be glum, mister. Nothing better than a man to bring bacon to the table, so I can bring the bacon to your table. Now you better get going, and when you come back, there'll be a nice hot dinner waiting for you. Maybe a bath, too. Would you like that?
Sure. What about you? What will you do all day?
Make sure things are ready for when you return, silly.
Don't you want more?
I have love and companionship and stability, and those are not bad things to want.
What was that?
I said those are not bad things to want. Why do I feel like a broken record with you sometimes?
No, you said that before, in the other time.
What on Jiminy Cricket are you talking about? Do you need more coffee?
Javi, this isn't where we're supposed to be.
What are you talking about? This is everything I ever wanted.
No, we have to leave. I can't explain why, but we have to get out of here. Come with me.
No, no, babe, where are you taking me? I have so much to get done here today.
We have to get out. We have to go back to the party, to our lives, to...
Darling, you're scaring me.
Oh, what is the matter with this door? This is not the life I want!
What if it is for me? What if this is what I want?
I don't want stability and a partner whose life revolves around me and separate beds. That's not for me.
What if I want the picket fences and the pies on the windowsills and a husband to come to me every night?
What? You can't be serious.
What if all I ever wanted was to have a normal life like the families in TV and be comfortable and happy with what I was given? What if I didn't want to be different?
Hey, no matter how many aprons you put on and how much you play house, you are still different. You will never be like those people because we are not like them.
But we can be. We can just be like everybody else if we just tried. If we just didn't do all the shit that you seem so convinced you want, like the parties and the drag and the labels, and we could just be like the people in TV, Charlie, if we stay here.
I can't do that, Avi. I understand how you feel. We all felt that way at one point. But I can tell you it's not going away. No matter how hard you try to fit into this sitcom trope, it will always feel off. Come on, let's go. I can show you how beautiful and special queer life can be. Just grab my hand.
I'm sorry.
I promise you, it will be fine. Nothing to be sorry about.
No, I can't do this. You can go, but I have to stay here.
What? What are you talking about? Javi, no, you don't have to... Wait, Javi, no, come on! Javi, come on, please! Javi, come on, please! Anyone? Is anyone there? Please, help! Help us!
Join us next week with the premiere of our new show, Single and Loving It, starring Javi Hernandez in his new primetime endeavor. Can this young man have it all? Well, he sure will try it. Do not miss it. Same time, same place. Only on KBTW.
It Listens from the Radio is a Lonely Spectre production. Do you like spooky content? Do you want more of it in your life? Well then, scuttle on over to Lonely Spectre Productions on all social media platforms.